Coco City Radio.
Play that piece of shit!
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for hanging out with Andrew and Josh on Pogo City Radio. This is Sloppy Seconds. Sloppy Seconds on Pogo City Radio.
I may have fucked up here.
I did not fuck up. That itself was a fuck up. So
yeah, well,
speaking of fuck ups, here's Josh.
Fuck up. Yeah. No, that kind of worked out. I like that. I think we both had long nights last night. So,
yes, very long.
Yeah. So indeed. Maybe it's Fuck you guys.
It was my weekend. It's a Sunday afternoon, 4:30. But my weekend was fucking Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That shit was all killer. I had a fucking blast. It was crazy as fuck. And then last night, shit got nutty. And that wasn't as fun. Your last night was worse than my last night.
Yeah. Could have been a little better, I guess.
All right, but we're feeling lazy. We're feeling a little hungover. We also had a junior Pogo crew event of Sean's kid's birthday yesterday.
But I missed that. I don't think I've been to one of JJ's birthday parties yet.
Yeah. Well, we're feeling lazy, so we're going to do a twofer show. There's two of us here. We're going to do a twofer show, two songs from every band. Now, that first band you just heard was the Sloppy Seconds, and you can actually catch them twice at Punk Bowling, one of them with Blank 77, so I don't know about you, but that's the one I'd be going to. So let's get to the second half of this twofer with the Sloppy Seconds. Coming off the first album, Destroyed, here's So Fucked Up.
I may have fucked up here.
Yeah.
Sloppy Seconds right there on this weekend's Pogo City Radio. Now, also this week, Josh just asked me while that song was playing if I've ever seen Bohemian Rhapsody, and I saw it in theaters, and then I also watched it, I believe, yesterday morning, bootleg on my TV with some friends. But what about it?
Yeah, great movie. But I was just saying, Andrew and I were screwing with the mic stands, and I asked him if he said it, and I said I really liked that scene where he kicks the bottom of his mic stand off at his first concert.
Yeah, and that's why he always just had that, like, weird mic
stand. Screw it, yeah. It makes that his MO.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I never knew that either. It was cool. But yeah, see, I'm into anything about any band or artist. When I was a kid, VH1's Behind the Music was real big. I'd watch them all. I didn't care if it was Tony Braxton or the New Kids on the Block or fucking Guns N' Roses. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing. So all these movies, like, and The Dirt, the Motley Crue one. Now, I love it, right? And I love it because of the story, not per se because the way they portrayed it. It was kind of low budget, kind of felt like I was watching a play, but I also got the same feeling of that from the movie Jersey Boys, which originally was a play, but even from the movie, just the way it's shot and the acting, it just feels like a play, but it's the story that I love. So I loved Jersey Boys and The Dirt and Bohemian Rhapsody, but Bohemian Rhapsody, more high budget.
Like, absolutely, yeah. By a very high margin. But yeah, I haven't seen Dirt yet.
All right, now, I don't know. This is a kind of a long segue. It's not even really a segue, but we were talking about Queen, and we're not going to play Queen, but Queen did do a song with David Bowie, and we're not going to play David Bowie. We're going to play Blitz covering David Bowie with Suffragette City once I get this shit to pull up, because motherfucking computers be working slow as shit now.
Just spray some WD-40 on it.
Yeah, right? Gotta oil that bitch up. All right, let's head out to the UK. Here's Blitz doing Bowie. Actually, it's Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, to be technical.
City, all the lean on me, man, 'cause you can't afford
All right, well, we are right in the middle of a Blitz twofer. That was just them covering Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars with Suffragette City. And on the back end, we're going to have New Age queued up for you guys next. But before we get to that, got a couple things to remind you about. Firstly, June 22nd at the Jacksonian, Blank 77, Mike Blanks and the Stabs, the Parasitics, Anti-Citizen, and Despised New Jersey. That's Saturday, June 22nd. Did I say 26th? It's the 22nd. If I said 26th, it's the 22nd. But come out to the Nazareth Jacks for that. Going to be a good time. And we're going to have a bunch of really good canvas paintings that Gavin, who's on the show sometimes and helping throw the, who's on the Pogo show sometimes and helping out with this show as well. It's kind of the after party for Marley and Gavin's wedding. And all are invited, 21 and older though, but we're going to be selling these paintings that Gavin did. They're great. He just sent me pictures of one that he did for Pogo HQ. I told him I wanted a Johnny Thunders one. He gave me a great one. It's a portrait of Johnny Thunders, and it says LAMF in it. It's a really good shot, really good painting, and we're going to be selling a bunch of paintings. I forget what their exact size is. I'll find out more, but we're going to have stuff like the Dead Boys, the Misfits, and it's all like some of the famous logos and famous shots and just like Gavin's creation, Gavin's take on them, if you will. So when you come out to that Blanks and Stab show, make sure you check out the paintings. I think we're selling them for like $40. And also, you guys can hit up Gavin and get some custom shit. He'll be there, but we're going to have a bunch of paintings for sale there for about $40. As well as a bunch of other shit.
At the Jacks, which is always a good time.
Hell yeah. Cheap drinks at the Jacks. Normally a private members club, open to the public when we're there, but we still get to take advantage of them awesome members only prices. I'm talking $2.50 for a double rum and coke. We like to drink, so we're going to be at the Jacks on June 22nd. In the meantime, let's go catch up with some more Blitz and New Age.
Well, the hill, the sun, the cookie, the spin, the stars, the rhythm, the sun's got me, the feeling of fate. I'm a hot spot.
All right, that was a twofer from Blitz. That was a new age right there. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Pogo City Radio. Got to remind you guys, if you want to keep pogoing and find out some more of the shit we do, you can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/ Pogo City Radio, and also hit up the Stabs, facebook.com/the SDABS. So, yeah, what else we got to plug, Josh? Not your butt. I don't feel like I'm not doing that. What else do we have to plug besides your butt?
No, nobody's doing that. Wait, no, that's Jerry who says that. Didn't sound like Jerry.
Yeah, when he's chasing like the slug version of himself and he keeps bending over. Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty.
Nobody's
people.
Doing that.
Nobody's doing that.
All right.
But yeah, I don't even remember what I just asked you.
Oh, neither do I, actually.
Damn.
I'm like brain dead right now.
What are you drinking?
Both of us are.
Oh, you're drinking this.
Yeah, 100 proof rum.
Yeah, see, I've been drinking Captain. I've been on a Captain kick, and I am not drinking Captain at the moment. I'm actually drinking a Vodka Red Bull, but I meant to pick up my normal 80 proof Captain, and I noticed the bottle I was grabbing was darker, but it was like the only handle of Captain they had, and my cheap ass was like, no, I only buy handles. Fucking, I got home, and I was like, yeah, this is a hell of a lot darker. This is 100 proof. Now, I haven't hit it yet. Josh just opened it. How is it?
It's good.
What about in comparison to regular Captain, though? Like, how is it?
I like it more because it has more alcohol in it.
Of course.
That's what it's really
correct, son!
Yeah, so I'll be drinking it in some rum and Cokes. We're drinking that 100 proof rum. Actually, I am drinking some 80 proof Svedka at the moment. But, yeah, getting wrecked at the HQ. We're going to keep you guys pogoing. Head out to Chicago. Get a twofer with the Street Rats. Starting this one off with one of my favorite tracks by them, Dead End Kids. keeping this Street Brats twofer moving, sticking with the same album. Here's Anger and Angst. Almost missed my cue while I was packing my little silicone Rick bowl that I picked up from Utopia down the street from here.
I'm tobacco roll, Rick.
Riggity, riggity, Rick, son!
I am rock and roll!
All right, speaking of some rock and roll, why don't we get you guys right back over to some old school rock and roll. We're going to do a twofer with the Vibrators. Here's a love song and Baby, Baby.
Just wanna use up a little of your tone.
The Vibrators with Baby Baby and a version I've never heard before. Also, one little quick fact before we get to The Vibrators with Judy Says She's Gonna Knock You in the Head Tonight. I have to let all the listeners know that we have a Rick and Morty calendar to go along with all our Rick and Morty toys, my Rick and Morty wallet that's on the table, and the Rick and Morty bowl that is in my hand. And Josh goes, "Oh, I thought you got a new calendar, and then I realized you just flipped the date." So, yeah, it is now April, Josh, and we have changed the picture on the calendar that hangs on that wall, and now it's Pickle Rick.
Yeah, it was confusing at first. Just because, from my view, I can't see the bottom part. Like, I was just sitting like this.
You just thought I bought a whole new calendar instead of flipping
it. I just thought it was a picture.
Oh, okay.
And I looked up and saw it, yeah.
All right, well, we're going to get you guys back over to the punk rock, sticking with the Vibrators. Here's my favorite, what Judy Says.
Judy says she's gonna knock you in the head tonight. Judy says she's gonna knock you in the head tonight. Judy says she's gonna knock you in the head. You better watch out or you'll wind up dead. Judy says she's gonna knock you in the head tonight. Susie's gonna give you a hot shot tonight. Gonna give you a hot shot tonight. Susie's gonna give you a hot shot. You're out to heaven with a thanks a lot. Susie's gonna give you a hot shot tonight. Don't you worry about me, baby. Don't you worry.
All right, that was the Vibrators on Pogo City Radio. We're going to have to take a quick break and stop the show so I could just delete the vocals that we accidentally recorded because Josh said some stuff that could not be heard by the listeners in the background while that song was playing.
I remember the dark days of Pogo when we would forget to do that.
Yes, like when people talked shit on their wives. Oh, Jesus.
Man.
And seamlessly, we are back, and we're going to keep this show running with the Wretched Ones and going down to Bergen County. Going down to the bar, by the way, if you didn't know that.
We don't wanna see nobody's face.
All right, we're going to do a Wretched Ones covering Johnny Thunders with Pirate Love, coming off Less Is More. All right, that was the Wretched Ones covering Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. So we're going to head over with our next twofer, go through the Holland Tunnel, end up in, you know, NYC. You know what I mean? We're going to go catch up with David Johansen and Johnny Thunders, get a twofer from the New York Dolls, Personality Crisis, followed up by Trash on
Culver City Radio. We'll be right back.
All right, that was the New York Dolls with Personality Crisis. Here they are again with Trash, Pogo City Radio. David Johansen, Johnny Thunders, New York Dolls right there on
Pogo City Radio.
There you go. Josh did it. Josh did it. There you go, Josh. There you go. Giving it up for
I'm
Josh.
Pat myself on the back.
As you should. I like to pat
Boom.
Myself on the dick, personally.
Yeah, all the time.
Several times daily. And lift up your mic a little. Put it more.
He goes to the bathroom and he walks out 15 seconds later.
Yeah, yeah,
about 30 times a day.
As much as I get laid, I still jerk off like constantly, like multiple times a day. Can't help it.
Yeah, no.
I guess I'm an addict. I'm pretty much addicted to anything that's put in front of me.
I'm good with the first part. Yeah.
The masturbation.
Yeah, like no matter how much I'm getting laid, I
oh yeah. And it makes you better. It makes you better.
Yeah, and
it's practice.
And
practice makes perfect. You know what I'm saying? That's for you, ladies.
It helps prevent testicular cancer.
That is also, I've heard, yeah, I don't know if it's true, but why don't we tell people that? Because we just encourage masturbation. And if you can't do it by yourself, do it with a friend. All right, okay. Speaking of masturbation, why don't we get to one of the sexiest, sluttiest, trashiest bands around? And that's Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band. Now, before we get to a twofer from the Stabs, let's remind you guys, April 27th, just 2 weeks away, you can come out to Connecticut, catch Mike Blanks and the Stabs with the Lost Riots and White Trash in New Haven, Connecticut at Scottish Dave's Pub Anarchy. at Scottish Dave. So you guys can also catch Mike Blanks in the Stabs with Blank 77, Josh rocking the Pogo, the latest Pogo the Punk shirt, and one of my favorites, the green and black one at the moment. But yeah, so June 22nd, Blanks, Stabs, Parasitics, Despise New Jersey, Anti-Citizen. It's going to be a motherfucking blast. No, you look like you had something to say. I was cutting to you. Oh. You didn't have nothing to say, though.
No.
He just had that drunken stagger stare at him. So we're going to get to the Stabs' first album, only album at the moment, if you catch my drift. All right, we're going to get to the ninth track on the album, everybody's favorite. Here's Knock, Knock, Knock.
Your mama sucks, God.
Knock, 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 and let me come in. Now, Johnny designed us some sweet-ass knock, knock, knock shirts that you guys can get from me personally. You can catch them at the gigs. They're fucking awesome. We got a little Bandcamp store you guys can hit up. Look for the link on Facebook, facebook.com/thesdabs. Also, we got a fuck ton of stickers, pins, and what else do we have? Sunglasses, movies. It's going to be, we got a lot of great shit, so hit us up for it. And also, I've been hearing, now, Liz, who's been on the show multiple times, Liz Blasco. Oh, okay. I shouldn't have said her last name. But yes, Josh, now that you know who I'm talking about, Liz, who's been on the show many times and is actually the one who found out and was like, Andrew, you know the Blanks started another band called the Sex Drugs? Well, actually, she said called the Stabs, and she was the one who told me about them. She hit me up this Friday, texted me, and was like, Andrew, I just found out right now that Stabs means Sex Drugs and Alcohol Band. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And Josh also just mentioned, he didn't figure it out this week, but he also, for the longest time, did not know that the SDABS was the Sex Drugs an alcohol band.
See, so, I always thought it was like the Stabs. Like I always wondered like about it, and I just never put in the effort to ask like any of my friends or look it up online. And that's what happens.
Well, if you guys want to go to the Spotify or go to the YouTube or pretty much anywhere else on the internet, look up Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band. And here's the title track of the band, SDABS.
I get high by night, I'm feeling fine. I get drunk by tune, I'm ready to screw.
back until I come.
Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band. Catch us April 27th in New Haven, Connecticut, and June 22nd in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. You guys won't want to miss either one of those shows. Now, Josh had a much rougher weekend than I had, and we've both been sitting around all day just talking about how much we hate people. So we're going to get out of here with this last band, but it's going to be a twofer. Here's the first part of it. I'm talking about the Anti-Nowhere League with I Hate.
This one goes out to the Misanthropes.
Say it again.
This one goes out to the Misanthropes.
Here's I Hate People, Anti-Nowhere League. All right, that was the Anti-Nowhere League on Pogo City Radio with I Hate People. We're going to be getting out of here in just a minute with another Anti-Nowhere League song.
We could have played an old school Meatloaf song.
Yeah, me and Josh are actually getting ready to go downstairs, and there's been some Meatloaf baking in the oven while we've been up here, so we're about to partake in some of that. But before we get out of here, back in the day, we were talking about doing a Pogo Gals calendar, and it never came to be. So I'm really excited that in a couple days, we will finally have the Stabs booby stickers I've been telling you people so much about. So if you haven't heard, we got four lovely ladies. I think it's four. Yeah, four lovely ladies who have, donated some very sexy pictures to Andrew Bedlam's phone.
Oh, and we love them.
And yeah, they have all been made into a nice little stabs, logo, promo, whatever you want to call it. It's tits. There's tits and then there's stabs logos on it. So look out for those stickers when you guys come out to the next show. Like I said, we got four lovely, very well-developed young ladies on these stickers. So you won't want to miss them.
I already got mine.
All right, we're going to get out of here with our last song of the night, another Anti-Nowhere League songs, one of my favorites and one that I feel is a little bit forgotten. We'll get to it in a second. Got to remind you guys to give us a 5-star rating, a like, a comment, a share, and tell your motherfucking friends. Hit us up, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Here's the Anti-Nowhere League with a Rocker.
Die or die.